Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Today, we talk to my alma mater, the International Islamic University of Malaysia. On my left is the peer of mine back when I was doing my studies at the university, Dr. Azmi Tajtaka. And on to his left is Nazif Imran. He's the chairperson of the Bachelor of Economic Council, the student council there. He's also the assistant program manager for the Economic InterVarsity Carnival, or the EIC. A little bit on the Economic InterVarsity Carnival. It is an event where it's organized, where they will invite 300 participants from across the various universities in Malaysia, talking about the economic situation of not just this country, but globally as well, with an SDG slant. So let's start off with, Nazif. Let's give us a little bit of background in terms of the EIC. Who are you targeting? What is it all about? Is it a recurring thing every year? Tell us more about the Economic InterVarsity Carnival.
Alright, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. First and foremost, thank you for the invitation. My name is Muhammad Nazif Imran bin Muhammad Kanizam. I'm the chairperson of the Bachelor of Economics Council. And this EIC, Economics InterVarsity Carnival, it's a two-day program, a two-day event, whereby we are emphasizing on two themes: unity in economics, accelerating SDGs amid escalating global risk. And it is a two-day event whereby it consists of six programs. So for the first day, it consists of three programs. The first program will be the Econs Get Together, whereby we will gather all economic students across Malaysia, and we're going to build network, we're going to build collaboration, and we will inculcate togetherness among us. And the second event during that day would be the Economics InterVarsity Fit, whereby representative from universities, economic society to be more specific, will send a representative, and we're going to play futsal, we're going to play netball. And it's very important as we want to create a bond among ourselves.
Dr. Azmi, why is it selected as these kind of themes or these kind of objectives?
Okay, thank you, Ibrahim. First of all, thank you also for introducing our alma mater, Alhamdulillah. Okay, as a head of Department of Economics, I have to share with you that our department is going to celebrating the 40th anniversary.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's already 40 years. So, since 1983. So, our department is the first department in the IUM. So, Alhamdulillah, that's why we come up with this initiative. Okay, we collaborate with the Bachelor of Economic Council, come up with this idea of Economic InterVarsity Carnival. Let's make it as a grant. Okay, so basically, the purpose here is this is the first kind of the event that is organized in Malaysia. Why I'm saying so is because we are gathering all the economic students, okay, in the all the public and private institutions, come to IUUM, stay there. It's like of perkampungan economics. Okay, so what we are going to do is like what Brother Nazif mentioned is, the objective of this program is just for networking, okay, and also exchanging the idea, and also for the mutual cooperation among the all the economic students in the Malaysia. Okay, I think Brother Nazif also mentioned about the list of the activities. Okay, basically these activities is created in such a way that it's going to create the sense of the collaboration among the students. For example, we have the ice breaking sessions, we are going to have the sports sessions, even we are going to have the economic forum as well. Okay, and then we are going to have the quizzes and also the debates. So by having all these kind of activities, for sure it's going to enhance the spirit of collaboration among the economic students in Malaysia in particular.
The most important thing here is on I can understand the event being the 40th anniversary. But I think it's also important for us to highlight the conversation that needs to be had among, say, undergraduates. Are there any postgraduates?
No, only undergraduates.
Yeah, because I think when you're early 20s and you're faced with a situation where, you know, we are poorer, the 20-year-olds today are poorer than we've ever been in our history when it comes to purchasing power, they really need to ask the hard question of how to equip ourselves for the next two or three decades. And with you know, disposable income getting smaller, with inflation rate being very unstable right now, of course it's dipping, but generally speaking it's a bit tough finding the right balance. Food security is a big issue. Jobs, meaningful jobs, considering that AI is taking over industries across the spectrum, including my industry in broadcast as well. So these kind of questions are actually quite crucial for, you know, undergraduates, especially economic undergraduates, to grapple with. Do you feel that the EIC can actually tackle this kind of question?
Okay, yes. I really appreciate the concerns by Ibrahim, basically. Mm. Yes. One of the activities whereby we are going to have the economy forums. Mm. We are going to invite the economist. Mm. For example, we might invite the Prof. Jomo. Mm. Okay, you're going to talking about the economic crisis, or even what is the economic projection for the Malaysian context, for example. Mm. So basically, during the economic forums, so we are going to expose the students, okay, with this all the what they call the issues that is facing Malaysia in general, okay. And then after that, we are going to have the debate session as well. Mm. Okay, during the debate session, we are going to give some session whereby they are going to come up with the arguments, okay, whether agreement or disagreement among the students, with the very, what they call the, very informative way. Mm. By exposing the student with this kind of the information, from there they are going to learn, okay, what is happening, okay, how to improve themselves, what they have to done, okay. This is the way how we, what they could plan to ensure that the objective of this carnival going to tackle.
Okay, Nazif, what goes into the planning of this? How many people are you utilizing? What kind of resources are you trying to pull together? How difficult it is it to pull this off?
That's a very good question. So I would like to inform you that from the top until the bottom, the whole committee members are 117.
117?
Yes, 117. Oh, wow. And we have been working out since June, actually, and until today.
Okay. It's a national event.
It's a very long
event.
Preparation.
It's a national event.
Is it supported by government? Is it supported by ministries?
No. Actually, it's supported by the Department of Economics. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Azmi.
And then what we do is, since we get to know from this council, okay, we at the department level, we are helping them to reach out. Mm. For example, we are looking for the sponsorship as well, okay, for this event. So for the sponsorship, we are looking at from the external parties as well, okay, to support this carnival, because this one is involving at the national level. We are inviting all the public and private institutions to come and join in this event.
When is it again?
3rd and 4th November.
3rd and 4th November. Okay,
Friday,
so we have
Saturday.
About a little bit over a month to go.
Yes. Yep.
And of course, I want to focus a little bit more on the Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDG. Maybe we can talk more to that effect in terms of why the focus on SDG.
Well, because actually in IUM, we also study about SDGs. And why not we apply what we study in our classes, make it into practice. And in this EIC, we will cover four main SDGs, which is the first goal, no poverty, the seventh goal, affordable and clean energy, the eighth goal, decent work and economic growth, and the goal number 13, climate action. Mm. And also, we also emphasize Islam economics, as the Department of Economics, that's their niche area.
Okay.
Yep, basically it's about the Islamization. Uh-huh. Okay, I think I have to highlight over here, because IUM is very well known for the Islamization of the knowledge. Mm-hmm. So our department is going to be the pioneer as well in this area, whereby we are exposing the students from the other institutions about the concept of Islamization of the knowledge, how we integrate, okay, the Islamic perspective in the conventional knowledge, okay, how we bring the element of Islamization in the whatever what we learn in the conventional knowledge. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why in this event, we are going to have a slot on the Islamization Forum to expose to all the students.
But this is mostly local students, not
local
international
and international students.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, of course, of the 300 participants, how many are from the UIA itself?
From the UIA itself? Actually, we got a very tremendous response. Mm. And we are targeting and we are motivating to reach more than that. And just to inform that, we actually extend our invitation towards other universities across Malaysia. It can be public, and it can also either be private. And we also have already sent our official invitational letter to those universities.
And of course, I'm sure you are looking for partners as well. I'm talking about corporate partners, perhaps some sort of sponsorship as well. Is that something that you're looking at?
Yeah, basically we are looking from the external parties, for example, such as banks, okay, to sponsor this event. Okay, we are in the midst of preparing the letter for them to look for the sponsorship. Mm. Okay, for the sponsorship, basically we are providing some kind of the incentive for those who are sponsor our program. Mm-hmm. We have the tax exemption because we are public university basically. Mm-hmm. So basically, we are having some incentive for those who are providing the sponsorship.
I was about to say that. So what's in it for them?
So for sure the tax exemption.
Yeah.
That is the priority one. The second is we are giving some slots of advertisement for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then even during that session also, we are giving some slot of opening the booth. Okay, come and for hiring for a career opportunity or something like that. Okay?
So, Dr. Azmi, I just want to focus on some of the challenges that economic schools are facing right now. Is there a gained interest in students learning economics as opposed to other discipline within the business school, say finance or accounting or even business or BBA? Do you feel that the young population right now are still interested in pursuing economics as a career and as a choice of study?
Okay. Looking at the trend, okay, I have to say sorry for this. Okay, the trends are based on our statistics that we have, particularly in our IAUM. Mm. Okay, the trends showing that the interest of the students for the economics, the specialization in the economics, is declining. Okay, maybe because they don't see the prospect of the economics itself. Mm. Because for them, okay, after I graduated, I want to work to earn the money. That's it. But economy itself, like I'm graduated from economics. Mm. Okay, I fully economics. Okay, so. And towards the end, I become the lecturer over here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I can see the potential of the economy because the economics itself, they have the diverse specialization. Mm. Okay, they can specialize in economic development, they can specialize in Islamic banking, even they can specialize in Islamic economics, they can specialize in finance. So I think that the student, they don't aware the importance of the economics basically. Mm. They just straight go to accounting. Accounting have the largest proportion. Okay,
yeah.
In our in faculty basically.
Accounting
still dominant departments in our faculty.
Okay.
So still the student think okay, accounting is the best professional professions in the future.
I mean, look at me. I didn't end up.
I know you are accounting as well.
I don't know, I'm in front of a TV, so that's a very crazy twist of events, right? But just again, there's a whole line of just because you studied something, you're not condemned to that particular job, of course.
Yep.
And particularly now with AI evolution coming in, maybe we can talk to that. So Nazim, let's talk a little bit more in terms of how you approach things right now. ChatGPT is replacing everybody else's jobs. So how do you want to remain relevant? And what do you see yourself as you know, bringing your skill set to the marketplace? And you have to deal with the whole AI revolution. How do you plan to do this?
Well, instead of just going to classes and going to seminars, me and myself also, we went to forums, we went to trainings, and we also took other initiatives by attending outside activities so that we could build our network, we could improve our skills from time to time.
Mm. Do you use ChatGPT in your studies?
Well, in my studies, but not in my assignments.
Okay.
Because we have, what do you call that?
The plagiarism,
yes.
So at IUM, we are emphasize on the plagiarism issues. So
yeah, but everybody else is using ChatGPT.
ChatGPT you can use as a tools for learning to get some idea. You digest more idea. But you cannot 100% rely on the ChatGPT.
Uh-huh.
And then you put it as an assignment, no.
Uh-huh.
If you refund it, and then you are going to be dispelled from the university.
I spoke to a few universities. They've already given up on chasing after students for plagiarism.
We have some guidelines for using the ChatGPT. IUM, they come up with the guideline for using the ChatGPT. You can use it as a tool.
Yeah, but okay, so taking wider outside of the realm of university, ChatGPT is actually, or LLM, large language model,
generative AI.
Yeah. It's not just about that, it's about trying to see how we can do things a little bit more productive, increasing productivity, or changing things a little bit more differently at the workplace. There's a lot of entrepreneurs also leaning on using LLM or generative AI to be more productive in their offerings to the marketplace.
True.
With this in mind, do you feel that you have to now also change the thinking, or is it being done in terms of how you approach things? Of course, with economics, there's a lot of core tenets that we all have to live by, but there's also the application level of how you know AI is going to impact our lives. How do you marry these two?
Okay, just to inform you that, Ibrahim, during the COVID time, that is the starting point where we have to go for the blended learning.
Mm.
We have the traditional way of learning, and also we go for the what they call using the e-learning methods. Mm. So during the e-learning method, we utilize the like Google Meet. Mm. We have using the Microsoft Teams and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition to this, suddenly we have the development of the generative AI. Mm. We have all these ChatGPT, LLM, but and so on. Okay. Mm. So basically, this all this mechanism, okay, of the AI is going to become as a tools to help the e-learning process. Mm. Whereby the student, okay, for example, we might ask the student, okay, by using the ChatGPT, try to digest more information. The way how they create the questions or prompt, we call it.
Okay.
So we try to ask them, okay. Come up with such, for example, many prompts, okay, so that they can digest. Okay.
Because the output is only as good as the input.
Yep, as an input, yeah, because the prompt itself is, in order for you to come up with the prompt, is not easy.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to think a lot, okay, how to come up with the prompt so that the ChatGPT is going to answer my questions.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, we're having some training for how to use the ChatGPT as well.
Because of this, is it widely being accepted across the university, or it's just some depending on the lecturers and stuff? No, basically, is it institutionalized?
No, actually, the ministry have the ministry and also the MQA, Mission Quality Assurance, they come agency. Basically, they come up with the guidelines how to use the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So there's no harm for you to use it.
Yeah.
Okay, to assist in the e-learning processes.
Yeah.
So I think this one is advancement that we have to co-op with it. Okay, it means we cannot say it's not permissible at all. We can use it, there's no harm.
Okay.
But the way how you use it.
The guidelines, what does it say specifically?
Okay, the guidelines said, okay, for example, like what Nazif said just now, okay, we cannot rely 100% on the ChatGPT's whatever we receive the feedbacks and then put it as assignment because this one is totally plagiarism. Mm. Once you get the feedbacks, you have to refresh it in such a way that based on your understanding and then you come up with the prompts, okay, that we are going to use in particular assignments. Mm. Okay, all our assignments, for example, we are going to give the students, for example, more practical side, okay? Mm. What are the issues, for example? Mm. What are the factors? Mm. Maybe these hints can be found in the ChatGPT. Mm. So, once they get all this information, now their task is rephrasing it based on their own understanding. Okay. They cannot take it 100%. Mm. Maybe we can ask from the Nazi perspective as a student, okay, well, how he's going to use
ChatGPT. Yeah, so how are you going to use it?
Well, somehow the ChatGPT is very informative, but as mentioned by Dr. Hasmi, you cannot 100% use it. We cannot 100% depend on it. So from time to time, we read the whole set of answers prepared by the ChatGPT, and we ourselves need to truly understand because we have a presentation afterwards, and we also have to rephrase or paraphrase those statements so that it shows that our understanding is very good.
There's also the whole concept of hallucination. I don't know whether you guys are familiar with
this. Yeah, hallucination means that some of the information is not right information.
I put inside ChatGPT, you know, tell me more about my show, Notepad. And it was so hilarious. Like, they interview, as in, I have interviewed, you know, Kofi Annan, Benazir Bhutto, you know, that kind of thing. Like, wow, it's a... what a stranger. But they got half of the guests right, you know what I mean? Or at least three quarters of the guests right, but the tokok tambah kind of thing.
Tokok tambah, yes. Some of the
and if you read it one go, it looks good.
Good,
but... Yeah, nothing stands out.
Yes,
I mean, I didn't say I interviewed Jesus Christ or... No, it's a proper, you know, kind of situation. So how do you manage this whole hallucinations moment?
Okay, basically, when we received some feedback from the ChatGPT, for example, we can 100%, like we said, 100% rely on the information that we receive. Mm. Okay, because some of the information might not right. Mm. Okay? So for the in order for us to address these issues, we have to do the thorough checking. Mm. Okay, whether this information or statistics provided is right. Mm. Information or not. Mm. So this one you have to do some readings. Okay, maybe some of the GPT also assist us, okay, in terms of the language checking as well, in which it's going to help the students and also for the staff as well. So for the question that just now, okay, the way how we do it, we're going to check the information that is provided by the ChatGPT. We cannot 100% rely on that.
So with this type of conversations that is surrounding us, this EIC or the Economic Diversity Carnival, I'm sure that these topics must be debated, talked about, you know, ironed out, you know, when we talk about AI approach on AI, SDG, gender, there's so many other macro, I guess, mega trends that is inescapable. Are you guys going to address this in the carnival?
Yeah. During that, one of the session in debate activities, okay, maybe we gave some topics related to the what they call the AI, okay, food security,
or even
food security nowadays become the very serious issues. Yeah. Even we can give the concept of Islamization, what are the challenges and so on. So we leave the students, okay, to come up with their own arguments. Mm. So through the debates activity.
Nazif, my question to you is this. Why did you choose economics? Why not something else?
Well, because I find out that economics, it covers all aspects. Mm. Because in economics, you also learn maths. Mm. You learn numbers. Mm. In economics, you also learn how to draw, how to sketch a graph. Mm. Mm. And in economics, you learn how to stand with your answer and how to elaborate it.
The most critical factor right now, at least I feel, is on income, propensity to earn more, increasing your economic lifestyle over your career, and I think most importantly, entrepreneurship as an angle. Do you feel that these kind of items are being addressed by studying economics?
Yes, actually, because our country is actually, we ourselves are driven by economy. Policies. Mm. So that's why I found out economics is very important for the society to learn, to get news with regards to economic issues, because everything in Malaysia, all around the world right now, is governed by economics. Mm-hmm. Economics condition, economics issue, economics policy, and other matters. And
so like what you said, just like entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship also is depending on the economics. Yeah. So that's why I always mention to my students, economy is a mother for all fields.
Yeah.
Okay. If the economy is not stable, all the other fields are also going to be impacted.
The biggest criticism that economics face is that it's too broad. That it is too hypothetical and theoretical.
Yeah.
How do you approach this kind of conversation?
Okay. It depends on the school of the thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether they are using the right assumption or not. Okay, that's why in our IAUM, we have our own discipline, which is called as Islamic economics.
Mm.
This is what we are proposing to the current generation about the Islamic economics.
Mm.
Okay, whereby we're talking about the how Islam perceive about the concept of man, concept of distribution, concept of what they call allocation of the resources, and so on from the Islamic perspective. Mm. So by that, we're exposing all our students. Okay, at least they have some Islamic inputs rather than conventional view.
Mm.
Okay, so this is our value added of our university, basically.
So for potential sponsors that want to come in and partner with you guys, other than tax exemption that you spoke of earlier, Tasmi, let's talk about some of the business benefits that they can actually get. Is this a way for them to reach out to prospecting workers?
Yep.
Is it a better way of them to expound on their particular views, corporate views? I mean, do you give them a slot in terms of the talking slots and the likes? How do we ensure that they get the most bang from their buck?
I think, as you mentioned, the talk slot, actually.
Yeah.
Because we actually have that talk slot in our closing ceremony.
Yeah.
And it's called the resolution way going forward, whereby our sponsors, the captains of industry, economists, they have they can sit down with the participants and every sponsor, every captains of industries, every economist, sponsors especially, they'll have the opportunity to advertise face to face live with the participants. They can advertise their internship program, they can advertise their career opportunity program, and other matters as well.
Okay. What about the way they want to reach out to you guys? Like, how do they plan to reach out?
The sponsors?
Yeah. Or whoever. I guess the participants or undergraduates. Yeah. How do they talk to you?
Through the media, social media.
Okay.
We have the platform social media like Instagram, okay, our students, so they have...
And what is the...
All right. Basically, we have two social media. For this EIC specifically, you can follow EIC_IUM.
Mm.
And also, you can also follow our council Instagram. Just search for BECS. Council.
Okay, BECS.
BECS, yes.
Fantastic. Okay, the most important outcome that you want to get from this particular carnival, once it's done in early November, what would be the one or two things that you really want to ensure that you hit that particular goal?
Okay, from a department perspective.
Yes,
okay.
Or whoever.
Okay, from department perspective,
or
because
perspective.
Towards the end, the council is under the department. We want to ensure that there's a collaborative engagement among the economic students in Malaysia.
Mm.
Okay, maybe the IUM can become the pioneer. That's why I told Nazif just now.
Mm.
Why don't we try to, maybe during the resolution, we might come up with the to establishing the economic student society in Malaysia.
There's none, is it?
At the moment, we don't have.
I mean, per university, they have, but not as a
national level. As a national level, yeah. This is the may be become the resolution, because we already received some feedback from some of the public universities as well, and then some of the private institutions. Mm. So we can see the potential. Mm. Why don't we try to establish economic students society, particularly for undergraduate? Mm. By having this society, maybe they can communicate more, and then they can organize more events. Mm. Even I told to Nazif just now, why don't you come up with a magazine whereby all the students can contribute into the magazine.
It has to be online now.
Now online, better make it as a magazine. Yeah. Okay, so this one all will open the room for the students. Mm. At the department level, alhamdulillah, we are trying to help the students. Mm. Okay, we give all the freedom to them to do all the activities. Mm. So that's the most important thing, whereby the collaboration.
Yeah. Okay. What about Nazif? What's your one big goal that you want to get from this?
Well, one big goal is actually, can I say three?
Yeah.
Well, three. First, unity. We would like to collaborate with all the economic students, undergraduate students across Malaysia. That would be very meaningful.
Yeah.
And secondly, will be the inclusivity.
Yeah.
Whereby we would like the participation rate to be high, and we would like this program to achieve its objectives.
Yeah.
And thirdly, sustainability. As mentioned, we would like to emphasize on the Islamic niche area, the four SDGs, and we would like to ensure that this program will be continuously done. We don't want this program to be a one-off. Mm. And we want this program to benefit Malaysians in the long term. In the long run.
Fantastic. Final comments before I conclude our conversation?
Yes. Yes, before I end up my session, I want to take this opportunity to advertise about the our department and also our faculty of Economics and Management Sciences. Mm-hmm. We are going to organize the international conference, 15 international conference of Islamic
economics. 15?
15, yeah.
Okay.
International conference of Islamic economics and finance. Basically, this conference is going to become the national and international level of the conference, in which the Prime Minister have been, have been explained in the Parliament recently.
Yeah.
Okay. So this conference is going to be held on 5th until 7th of December.
Mm.
Okay. Going to be launched by our Prime Minister, inshallah.
At the campus or?
In this, the venue, tentatively in the Sasana, Kijang. Mm. And there we are going to have many, for sure, all the many of the VIPs.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have our BNM governors.
Mm-hmm.
Even the president of the IDB and so on.
Mm.
So inshallah. So if you want to go, you can reach out to our website 15 ICIAF conference.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all of the information.
Fantastic. Yeah, final comments.
I would like to advertise that for the EIC, the early birds, it's still ongoing. So to all undergraduates, do grab this opportunity. Do grab the early birds, as the early bird is still available.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Okay.
That was, you just heard from Nazif Imran. He is the chairperson of the Bachelor of Economics Council of IIUM. And early on, you just heard from Associate Professor Dr. Asmita Stucker, batchmate of mine back in the day. He's the head of Department of Economics at the Clear of Economics and Management Sciences at IIUM. Go out and check out that particular website to find out more on how you can collaborate with them. I'm not just talking about potential sponsors, but also students as well, to learn more about collaborating with them. That's it for now. Thank you very much for watching. Catch you in the next one.